B-Pod Studios.
Let's go to Nick in Collegeville on the Fanatic. Hey, Nicky.
Gentlemen, Harper Saturday coming up. What's up, guys?
Nicky.
What's up? Listen, Ant, Jason, Ant, I talked to you yesterday at 6:15 or something, and I was so busy yesterday, I had a whole bunch of doctor's appointments, and I went to lunch in the city, so I didn't have the radio on at all during your show. So, I went back and podcasted it late last night, early this morning. Any dinosaurs around? I'm just checking.
I'm a brontosaurus.
What's that?
I'm a brontosaurus.
For a guy who's not only bleeds Sixers blue, you watch all the crazy late games. You'll watch a 7-12 seed in the West just because it comes on at 11:30.
Yeah.
And it went into extra, and went into like double overtime.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
But so I'm gonna let me just rank my teams and talk Sixers. It's definitely Sixers right now, and then I just want to see what the Phillies are going to do, because like the Gabe said, he's not going to tweak, and he shouldn't, because they have the players they have now. He should like do a Charlie. You facsimile all the lineup cards for like 79 games. And then you start tweaking every once in a while. So 79 games should have the same lineup card this year without a problem. But, I forgot my Sixers. Oh, so yesterday you guys spent like the first hour and a half of the show basically beating up on Brett Brown. And I agreed 100%. You guys did anything completely wrong. And then Jason, when Anthony posed to you something about Brett Brown, the coach, next year, and Jimmy Butler, you're like, yeah, I'm done with Jimmy Butler. He's got to go.
No, that's not what I said. Let's get this right, Nikki. What I said was, I don't think that Butler and Brown can coexist going forward beyond this year.
Right, and then Anthony asked you, what would you track, basically, and you said, send Jimmy Butler away.
No. I don't know where. You may want to stick a Q-tip in that ear.
That's not what I said.
I don't want to get rid of Butler. Hold on, Nick. I'll get rid of Butler only if I can, as I use the college term, recruit over him for a guy. And we named three guys. Kevin Durant was the number one guy. Bradley Beal. And the third guy was, I can't remember off the top of my head. That was Kemba Walker.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember you saying that, and I agree with your Kemba Walker point. Anthony, I'm going to disagree on your Jimmy Butler. If you ask me right now, Kemba or Jimmy, look, Kemba's always averaged more points. And I know it's a statistic. It's one single statistic, you know. But at the end of the day, Kemba's always averaged more points, more rebounds, and more assists than Jimmy every single season. And
honestly, remember, he's 6'1", mm-hmm, compared to 6'8". He's a better three-point shooter, but he's not a better scorer. He just has volume shots because he plays on a bad team. And I'd rather have Jim. And listen, it's fine that you want to take Kemba. I want the 6'8 guy. I think he's a way better defender. Like, ultimately, Kemba could shoot, and I think Kemba's a better three-point shooter than Jimmy Butler. But it's not comparable when it comes to playing defense.
Yeah, Jimmy's averaging, I think, 19 this year, and Kemba Walker's averaging just a tick over 25 a game. But you're right. He's their scoring option. Only scoring option there.
I mean, basically, he's your combo one.
Yeah.
That's what he is. You know, he makes everything happen, makes everything go, and they play up and down the floor. Remember, they're a bad team.
Yeah.
You're playing on a bad team, your numbers, and you could play a little bit, and Kemba could play a little bit, your numbers are going to be a little out of whack. They're going to be bloated.
Yeah, and when you look at the Sixers, Jimmy's one of four options. You know,
exactly.
So, obviously, you can't compare. You could go, he gets 25, he get 25 here. Well, that wouldn't be the case, because Tobias is going to get his. Embiid's certainly going to get his. Jimmy's going to get his, and Ben Simmons is going to get his when he's not just facilitating.
Yeah.
So, it's a different scenario.
What would you say to this? You ready? So VG on the text board says, Brett Brown dampening my Sixer enthusiasm.
Agreed.
Really?
Yep. It is right now.
I agree with you guys that he's a worry, but is he dampening the enthusiasm?
Yeah, because he's holding the month of May hostage right now for me. because that first round of the playoffs will take you right to May. And if they don't get out of this four hole and they got to face Boston, I can't make the Sixers a favorite in that series. No matter what's going on in Boston, and it's been up and down for them this year, I can't make them a...
I mean, this year, Boston can get the three seed.
Maybe, well, they're nine... They're two and a half, I think, back of the Sixers right now.
One and a half.
One and a half, is it now? Yeah, they could. But I hope they do, if the Sixers are the four seed. And then you get Indiana in the first round if you're the Sixers, whether you're the five or the four. I'd rather go face Indiana than I would Boston.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Indiana. I think they beat Indiana. I don't worry. Yeah. I don't worry about Indiana with the Sixers.
Okay. Well, and we'll see Embiid in your reporting that maybe Embiid is back on Sunday against Indiana.
Yeah.
And what is a huge game. I got a lot of angst right now in regards to Trey, because it is dampening it for me. It's a great... I agree with VG.
When he says dampening your enthusiasm,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, that's a big statement.
Are you...
No.
You're nervous, though.
Yeah, I'm nervous, but it's not dampening... anything. I have my, you know, I'm it. Like, I can't wait to watch tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I may be griping about him tomorrow, but, or I might be griping about him at 11 o'clock tonight, but I'm in. I can't wait.
No, it's not
can't
a question wait. Of being in, though.
No. Looking forward to it. Like, yeah. I'm still enthusiastic.
I'm enthusiastic, but I'm nervous because when they made the trade for Jimmy Butler and then eventually Tobias Harris right before the deadline, it was, there was this, like, almost foregone conclusion, like, okay, they're going to at least get to the conference final.
Yeah.
And now that's not a foregone conclusion. It's not a foregone conclusion to get out of the first round.
Yeah.
So dampened for me, big time. Because nothing to me is a guarantee at this
point.
Dampened's
a big word, man.
Yeah, it is. 610-632-0975. Got some open lines if you want to jump on board. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. It's the Maxwell Football Club Awards down here tonight, Anthony, which is a great celebration of the game. It's been going on. It's the oldest and longest running football-related awards banquet, is it not?
I believe that is correct.
So it's a big deal, and we're talking some football today. Are you still as Eagle-obsessed post-Super Bowl as you once were? We got some great tweets that we'll check in on. People saying, well, for the first time in a long time, the other three sports in Philadelphia are actually relevant, and that's a big part of it as well.
I agree. I think you're dead right about that.
Yep, everybody's trending in the right direction. 610-632-0975. And I want to pose that question that VG just asked. Is it Brett Brown that's dampening your enthusiasm for postseason Sixers basketball?
And the other question is your Eagle obsession over? Mm. Not to say you're a huge fan, but there's a difference between being a major fan and being obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Like Antonio Brown, if they acquire Antonio Brown.
That's all we would be talking Ooh. About. Here's why I know we've lost our obsession. This whole week should have been Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, big names. Absolutely. Jordan Howard's a name that Shefty's reporting might be on the move out in Chicago. You dropped a little nugget yesterday. Tevin Coleman from the Falcons. 610-632-0975. Live at Chickie and Pete's, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's been a wicked winter. Oh, man, it has been. From the wind, especially on your roof. Your roofs are getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles are cracked and stripped. Tiles torn and ripped. It's all happening all winter long. So now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts, they can arrange for a new replacement roof. How about this? 50% off, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof, it's pretty important. It's your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but guess what? It'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof, plus 0% financing. You can get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. So call today and get your free home and in-home estimate at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go show inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, programming note tonight, leading in to Sixers basketball, one A. Souchunas.
Get excited! Why?
That's awesome, dude.
What, did somebody call out sick?
Yeah, of course.
And then three other people didn't answer their phones? So they
That's awesome, bro. So you're in at 6 o'clock?
6 to 8. Now I'm taking Jason's job.
No, hey, 6 o'clock. Beautiful.
All right, good. Then you can work the Flyer game on Monday night, and I'll take the night off against the Ottawa Senators, all right? Enjoy.
That sounds great. Can't wait.
You see how you're doing the walk-off-the-ice interview?
Ottawa stole a team.
Bringing Coots. What's your first question to Coots, Andrew?
How you feeling today, Coots?
You Coots him?
Yes, of course.
You do a nice job on that, bro. You do a nice job. I listen to the pregame.
Yeah?
Like on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be driving around. I hear you on the 1 o'clock matinee game.
Yeah, me and Bundy doing the weekly program.
It's great. It's good. It's
Bundy's
good
great, too.
Different tone out of Jason's voice.
No, it's good because he geeks out on it. I like, I'm a sports geek, so I like that.
Yeah, like your show last night, the Cousins Corner, you geeked out.
Yes, I get to.
Totally geek out.
Yeah, it's a chance to just be, I'll go just all sports, dive deep into it.
Yeah, you love that, though. That's fun. To me, that's fun stuff.
Somehow it always winds up into basketball.
Oh, yeah? Wow, that's breaking news unto itself because it used to always end up in one area. And on the film.
Right, but we haven't done it during football season. It lasts 3 weeks, and somehow it's always... last week, we had Charlie on it with a lot of baseball. So
yeah. Cool. Well, Bryce is the big story. Now, is Mike Garofalo joining us in 6 minutes?
Yes, he is.
Mikey G, little cuz?
We will talk football with Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
Yeah.
I'm curious, because he said some good stuff's coming down.
I heard
Tevin Coleman.
Yep.
And that the Eagles are interested in Tevin Coleman. Now, do you want Coleman? Do you want Jordan Howard? Yeah, I'm not a big Jordan Howard fan. He's one-dimensional for me. Or do you want, a lot of people like Ingram, but on the other side of 30, yeah. I'm out.
Or we got to throw in Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah, but if Le'Veon Bell is going to cost you a ton. These other guys aren't going to cost you anywhere near Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Well, because Shefty reported earlier today that there was a lot of conversations regarding combine with Chicago and those Howard discussions that he is being shopped right now. Multiple teams approached the Bears at the combine, discussed a potential trade for Jordan Howard. Per league sources, discussions ongoing. So there's a lot of things heating up. Like, I like the Tevin Coleman thing because I think it's not going to cost you a tremendous amount of money. He's never been the feature guy. So at 25 years old, that could be where the most bang for your buck is. Le'Veon Bell still intrigues me because he is the absolute bell cow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like what it's going to cost me. And the Eagles right now don't have a tremendous amount of cap space, even though they are restructuring and moving things around. So, I don't know.
Here's another question.
I'm interested in Howard, though. I am interested in that for a Northeast team.
There's another. Yeah, but he got to fit the offense.
Yeah, but you can go with two guys. You can have him, and then you can have another guy.
Yeah, the problem with having Jordan Howard and somebody else is this. Just like the Bears
have. Tip your hand.
Yes. Who's in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Cohen's in the game.
Yeah, you know what they're going to do.
You're going to throw the ball to him on the back of the backfield. He's an option. Oh, Howard's in the game. It's either run or play action.
Yeah, but that worked okay when you had LeGarrette Blount, because you knew when he was in the game, he wasn't pass blocking.
Yeah, but he came in special times. He it was different. It was four-minute offense. It was stuff that you kind of knew what was going on, and he was able to do it. I don't think Jordan Howard's a fit in the Eagles' West Coast.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because Shefty reported this as well an hour ago. The Steelers are also shopping starting right tackle Marcus Gilbert for a potential trade, per source. Now, we talked about Jason Peters. Yeah. Do you consider trading for Gilbert, moving Lane to the left, moving on from JP, and go Gilbert? No?
No.
All right. Trying to strengthen your O-line here and protect your boy.
No. First of all, Lane stays where he's at. He's comfortable. on the right side.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Shefty, I mean, Shefty, is, his vacation's over. He must have shaved and everything because he is pounding out tweets left and right.
Well, it's, listen, it's a big time right now. It's geek out time, man. We get the league years about to start. Would you do this? Would you put together a package to trade up in the draft? See, here's the problem.
Good question.
Here's the problem. If you want Josh Jacobs, he's going to be somewhere between 5'10", 5'12", depending on where the run comes. Look at Robbie Brinkley. Now you don't want to do that? I don't either, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Look, I like volume.
We just talked about that. I go, yeah, but the audience wasn't privy to our conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, the audience wasn't listening during the break.
Josh Jacobs is legit. I mean, yeah. He's the best back in the draft. But there are other guys that you can go with in the draft.
So how high do I got to get?
Some value.
12?
Well, higher than that, but it all depends on where.
I'm giving up a lot then because I'm slated to pick 25th.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Do you want to go take?
No. Yeah. No. I don't want to do that. I want volume of picks for Howie because you got a lot of areas to check.
I agree.
Off
you got wide receiver that you want to go.
Yeah.
You got to, at some point, you got to look at free agency to give you options.
At
right?
The draft,
it's
yeah.
optionality at the draft, mm-hmm. basically what you need.
I'm okay if you're at 25 and on draft night you can go up to 21 because you got a target that you want to get and you feel like he's not going to be there.
See, here's something you might want to do. You could go sign a Tevin Coleman and then go after Reggie Singletary on Saturday of the draft. He'll probably go third round, fourth round. He's small. He led the nation in broken tackles.
Mm.
The only problem is he's not a big play back.
Yeah. And is he going to be that guy, a tackle breaker in the NFL level?
Well, he's small. He's shifty. He didn't run well at the combine, but neither did Montgomery, who I like him. Rob Montgomery's pretty good, too, out of Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David Montgomery.
Let me read this tweet for you from Kevin Stoltzfus. He goes, I don't think we've lost our obsession with football or Eagles football, but we have other potential greatness to fill our minds with the other three teams. Like your favorite show of all time, but you find other great ones to fill the empty space.
It's a great tweet. Yep.
Taker on Twitter says, if the Eagles signed traded for a top free agent, would the obsession catapult them back to number one? If they all of a sudden went out and signed Le'Veon Bell or traded for Antonio Brown, it becomes front burner. It would for a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's the off season, so it would wane quickly.
Yeah.
If they got Bell or Brown, it would still wane quickly.
Yeah.
It would heat back up at training camp, but it would wane for the time being.
Yeah, even OTAs, we'd be starting to get a lot of reports. Oh, Antonio Brown made a great one-handed catch on the sideline from Wentz on a great out pattern. You know, all that. You get all that, but... let's go to the man.
Wow,
right now.
Real quick.
What?
The Giants traded Olivier Vernon.
Wow, really?
To the Browns. Man, the Browns are going to be good. Let's get him up from the NFL Network.
The man.
He is. Mike Garofalo joins us. Michael.
Hang on.
You're a speakerphone, dude? You are a producer. You know no speakerphone.
No, I'm on the earpieces. I just got to get... I'm This is ridiculous.
Can you tell Mike Garofalo I need to see him after the show for these screenings?
Do you need to go deal with this Olivier Vernon thing?
No, here's my problem. Where the hell am I going to do this? All right, so let me paint the picture for you. We got a 3-bedroom apartment. One of those bedrooms is my office with a camera.
Right.
Where I'm going to be doing a show, I think, in an hour and a half. And my wife is working from home today, so she took that room because she's conducting phone interviews. And I forgot what time it was, and I knew you guys were calling. So the baby is now going to sleep in the second room, which means I can't go in the third room because she's going to hear me in there because these walls are paper thin because
right.
We got robbed when we bought this place. So now I'm in the hallway, and I locked myself out.
First world problems, Mikey.
That's beautiful. That first of all,
so God, I got,
the baby's gorgeous. She's just
hey, listen,
angel.
Brother. Yeah, well, she looks like mom, so we're working.
No, dude, I saw you in her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You had a small piece.
Hold on, I gotta finish this off. So the Browns. Yes, the Browns are sending Zeitler to the Giants. So the Giants are getting a guard, and they're giving up Olivier Vernon, and they're also swapping. Giants are giving them pick number 132, and the Browns are getting, or the Giants are getting 155. I don't know what the Browns owe they're in. Let me just tweet that out.
I like
anyway,
this.
Ask me
tweet
some,
that. Tweet,
ask me
tweet
some
that. All right, let's look.
Tell Dorsey
this.
We said hello.
I like this Browns team, man. I do. I think this Browns team's going to be fun. All right, let's go Eagles. So look, the big ones, Brown and Bell, have you ruled those guys out for the Eagles?
I don't know if I have ruled them out completely. I don't think Antonio Brown at all. I do not think that's happened. As far as Le'Veon Bell, I would not think that he's going to be an Eagle just because that's just going to be a lot of money.
Right.
It's going to be a ton of money. And it just doesn't make sense for them knowing that they've got so many other resources. Now, what are they going to do in the backfield? I think there are going to be some other options, whether in free agency, or perhaps via trade, but there's going to be a move made by the Eagles in the backfield. So, if I pull up my free agency chart.
I'll tell you one thing. I hear the combine broke, and I heard that Tevin Coleman is a guy they're interested in.
Why can't you just let me say it? I was going to pretend like I didn't know that was potentially the case, and that I was going to say it and be like, you know, don't be surprised if Tevin Coleman is on the radar. You're right, dude. You're on the money. Tevin Coleman is 100% on the Eagles' radar.
I said all day yesterday, so I don't want to, you know, be like.
Listen, I don't want to walk on your show and play dumb. Yes, 100%. Tevin Coleman. I picked the wrong show to play dumb on, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a guy standing in the hallway.
Because it's me and you. We're, you know, we go back. We go back, you know, many, 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 many years. So you've never played dumb. All right.
your information is spot on. And listen, he makes a lot of sense for them, doesn't he? Right?
Total. He's 25 years old. He catches the ball out of the backfield.
He
was not a, you know, he if you look at his carries, you know, it was perfect because he was splitting time. It's a perfect fit for them.
100%.
The only thing he doesn't do is pick up blitzes, but, you know, whatever.
His number is probably going to be north of $7 million per year, which is, you know, that's a good chunk of change to pay a running back. But you look at what Le'Veon Bell's going to make or thinks he's going to make, and you know what? Why would you pay all that extra coin when you can get a guy in Tevin Coleman who can do a lot of the same stuff? Now, I'm not saying he's on par with him, but he can do a lot of the same stuff as far as what he brings to your offense, and you get him for a lot cheaper. You really do. I mean, there's guys that won't spend top dollar for a running back. They don't care who it is.
Right.
And then there's other teams like the Giants and the Rams and the Cowboys that will pour their resources into the running back because they think a lot of the stuff they do runs through the running back. Eagles are not going to be that team. You know how it is. It's not going to run through the running back, but to have that dimension in your backfield and to have a guy that's a dual threat, it's huge for your offense. It really is. And then I think, look, you go toward the draft, they could add a running back there that could contribute, if not his first year, certainly going into the second year.
It's so funny. We're talking to Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. I said the exact same thing verbatim, that Tevin Coleman, it does a lot of what Le'Veon Bell does, but he's a cheaper, and not as good, but a cheaper version.
It could.
And you want
50% off.
Exactly. And you get, you could go draft someone late, you know, middle round, like a Devin Singletary or somebody like that. And, you know. You go at it. I'm with you.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
About wide receiver? Where do you think they go wide receiver-wise?
I'm not 100% sure on my info here, but I believe that they are going to make a significant move for a speed wide receiver. Yeah. So now you're looking, and this is where I don't want to play the game, like match up, hey, John Brown with them. You know, he's the speed guy out there on the market. But I do believe that is an element that they would love to be able to bring to this offense right now. And, you know, in a sense, Mike Wallace was supposed to be that guy last year. Never really got the chance to see that happen. I don't know. He claims he's faster than when he came in the league when I talked to him. So maybe they try and bring him back if they fall flat on some other options. But I'm looking for them to add some speed to the offense because I believe that that is something that they are interested, based on what I have heard, interested in adding to their offense.
Hey, we're talking about Mike Garafolo, NFL Network on the Comcast Business Hotline. Mike, there's been some, one of the strengths of the Eagles last year was their D-line. They're bringing Brandon Graham back. They decided to move on from Tim Jernigan. It looks like Michael Bennett is going to be a one-and-done here in Philly. Chris Long's a little long in the tooth, for lack of a better term. What are they going to do here to supplement this D-line? Fletcher Cox, obviously a big part of that, and Derek Barnett will be back, but was there some options out there for him? Is Sue an option? What do they look at?
Remind me, by the way, where are we on Chris Long? Because has he decided he's coming back? Has he
not yet?
I don't think we've heard anything yet.
Not yet. He hasn't decided yet.
My understanding, someone who spoke to Long recently said that he was talking like he was going to come back. So listen, that'll be a key piece for them if he comes back and there's no kind of contract thing that blows that one up. The Michael Bennett one was interesting to me because he's still like he was a guy that still affects offensive lines, and that's something I talking to these guys last year. I think it was Fletcher Cox that told me. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, it was late in the year before I finally figured out how this guy rushes. And he said, once we did, and once we had that chemistry up front to what we were doing, you saw the impact that they were able to have there. So,
yeah.
You know, Bennett's sitting there saying, listen, I deserve more money. I'm playing just as good as I ever have. Yeah, people are going to look at the age and say, no, that's not quite the case. But I that's the guy that still impacts things up front. He really does. So, sounds like his days in Philly are going to be over. You're right. It's going to be a one and done. I think at this point, you know, with the Eagles looking to make some upgrades on offense like we talked about, I don't know how much you can really pour into that defensive line there. You know, maybe you look for a veteran option potentially to come up. Somebody mentioned me, Bo Allen might be done in Tampa. I got to double check on that. Here I am. Yeah. So, you know, potentially you bring him back at a bargain rate, knowing what he could do for you, you know? So there are options out there. I think it's going to be minor additions there as far as a veteran defensive lineman that can make sense at a reasonable rate.
Would you? How do you think this Brown thing plays out? Does he? Because there was talk that, you know, it's just drying. The market's drying up for him. I was surprised that he didn't want to go to Buffalo, but I like where Buffalo's going. I thought Allen played better at the end of the year. How does the Steeler thing work out with both Brown and Bell?
He's got nothing, man. He's got very few options right now. Matter of fact, yesterday, someone had told me Bills and Bears for him, right? And we checked on it and we were told, no. And then at some point after I went to sleep, because I knew I was getting a 5 o'clock wake up by my daughter this morning, Ian goes with the Bills thing, which, listen, everybody's going to sit there and try and crush Ian for this report. This was absolutely headed toward these two teams agreeing on compensation. The only problem was, what was Antonio Brown going to do to potentially blow this deal up, which is an element of what happened here. I checked back with Bears sources because that was the other team that was mentioned yesterday, and they said, no way, we are out of it. We're not adding that. And then my person from yesterday said, you know, keep an eye on the Saints, but every indication is that the Saints really aren't chasing them right now. Oh, so actually, this guy is he's painted himself into a corner in large part because I talked to a team executive today who said, you know, and the notion that he wants a new deal is out there. And that's probably something that a lot of teams are going to be scared off by because he just signed this contract. It's a top of the market wide receiver contract. And then he wants more money on top of that at the age of 31 or 32, whatever he is right now. That's going to be a major, major problem in addition to all the other things that you're going to have to look past. And so listen, it's not out of the realm of possibilities he plays in Pittsburgh this year. I continue to hold on to that one. Now, listen, it's going to come down to, the team holding his rights and him saying, you know, yeah, I want to still play football versus what he said the other day, which is I don't need football. But I'm asking around right now, and there are not a lot of options for Antonio Brown and the Steelers right now. Things could change in the next couple of days, but right now, not a lot of options.
So the Giants, no Foles, keep Manning, which I don't understand, and Jacksonville goes Foles?
That's my expectation, yeah. We'll see what the numbers come in at, because Jacksonville knows they're pretty much going to be bidding against themselves. Listen, there'll probably be a team or two that checks in just to say, hey, you know, we'll come here for $10 million. Yeah, maybe we'll take, you know, something like that. But right now, all indications are, and have been all along, that it was going to be Jacksonville for Foles. Now, I honestly find that an intriguing destination for him, because the last baggy day, I was down there, and I remember him talking to the media that day about, you know, what it's the quarterback's role on a team, and it's about, you know, leading the entire team, you know, being able to communicate your confidence in the defense and then being able to communicate it back to you. And this team has just been so tightly knit in that regard for the last 2 years, with him at quarterback and even with Carson Wentz at quarterback, that you go down to Jacksonville, that is not the way it's been down in Jacksonville. That defense is important, pointing fingers to the offense when things go wrong and it snowballs. So, you know, if I'm Nick Foles, I get it. You want to go be a starter and you want the opportunity and this is the highest bidder and the one that makes the most sense, great. But I want to see how he's going to be able to handle that dynamic. I really find that interesting.
He's got to befriend Jalen Ramsey right away.
What, did I say that again?
He's got to befriend Jalen Ramsey right away.
That's probably because that guy marches to the beat of his own drum, man. Like, you know, Calais Campbell is supposed to be the leader of that defense.
Yeah.
And even Calais, you know, at some point, why am I getting a call now? Did I screw something up? I'm getting a call now.
All right. You have to take a break anyway. Listen, we love you, buddy. Take care of the baby. All right. And we'll be watching you on the NFL Network, okay?
You got it, brother. Thanks,
brother.
Guys.
There he is, Mike Garofalo, the NFL Network.
He's getting in trouble.
The duty calls.
Principal's calling. Either the principal or the wife.
Yes.
610-632-0975. It is a football Friday. How about that, Ant? We are live at Chickies and Pete's inside the Tropicana on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Listen, bet with the best sports book that caters to the 444 fan. That is Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks, man, they got it all for the sharps. First time sports better to make it easy to get your action in. You bet spreads and parlays, teasers and props, and much more right there. Sportsbook inside Parks Casino is an oasis. We're there last night, Cousins Corner, hanging out. All the acts on the big screens, right in the middle of the casino. Plus, they have the app that's a must get. It's the Bet Slip Builder app. Lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. And then you take your phone to the counter and oof, you got it right there. You can also place your sports bet on the way to the game at the South Philly Turf Club, right on Packer Avenue near the stadiums. Also, make sure you understand the Turf Club out in Oaks. Yeah, Valley Forge area, King of Prussia. Oaks 422 has testing this week. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 9. And then pending approval Thursday, you can head out to Oaks. So Parks will have three locations, and the tickets are good. Any of the three spots, South Philly, Oaks, or, of course, Parks, Wright Street Road Northeast. Check out the sportsbook, Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hello?
Are you kidding me?
All right, welcome back to Chickies and Pete's down the shore in Atlantic City, right here to Tropicana.
I was looking at the ocean, a little flat today.
Well, it's calm.
Yeah.
It's calm.
I like some waves.
I do too. I like the look of the ocean. I could stare at the ocean for hours. It's
toes in the sand.
It's beautiful. I could just look at it. You know, someday, I always thought I'd write with the ocean, the waves crashing against the beach, and you just watch it and write.
Toes in the sand, cocktail in hand, you're good to go.
No, it's correct.
Keyboard on your lap, you're good to go.
Yeah. All right. I got a question for you. You want the Friday Five?
I do. Let's do it.
So one of the first questions of Friday Five is, when it's okay to boo your own, all right? So the question is, when it's all right to boo your own, in Los Angeles, there is a fear that LeBron James, when he passes Kobe Bryant on the all-time scoring list, will be booed at home in L.A.
That's stupid.
What's stupid? Now, he would
boo him there.
There were a smattering of boos when he passed Michael Jordan.
Was the game it was in L.A.?
Yes, at the Staples Center.
See, those people are boobs, these L.A. fans.
All right, now hold on. Kobe Bryant is beloved in L.A.
Sure.
And LeBron is kind of an interloper and is going in, and they're afraid that they may not even stop the game because he will be booed for passing Kobe.
See, all those season ticket holders should have their season tickets revoked because that's stupid. They were celebrating that LeBron came there to L.A. They wanted him, and they were going bananas to get LeBron James. And he's going to try and put that franchise back on the map this offseason by trading for Anthony Davis and recruiting guys, right? So because he accomplishes a record
but he's not really a Laker.
I get it. But score to pass him?
Kobe Bryant was a Laker. Now, I will tell you, I was just out there, all right?
Yeah.
I was just in Los Angeles. And
boots on the ground.
I got into discussion about the whole thing. And their thing, they love their Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And their thing was this. Look, Kobe's a Laker. LeBron's not really a Laker.
No, he's a nothing. He's an NBA player.
And he goes, LeBron has done nothing to ingratiate himself to the fan base of L.A.
He chose their city.
In fact, hold on, they were killing him because he acted like he was going to a pizza joint It was a popular pizza joint that he tweeted out that he was going to be at when he got into L.A. to, like, say, hey, look, I want to love the fans.
Okay, like, I'm one of you?
And was a no-show.
Oh, and he no-showed, so they took it personally.
So they took it
Is it called Blaze Pizza?
Yes.
Because he's a part owner.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Blaze Pizza, correct. And I don't know if it was, like, Sherman Oaks, somewhere around that. Anyway. The other issue was he was, you know, because they were bitching and moaning about him, that he was, you know, separates himself from the teammates, you know, drinking wine on the bench, all that stuff.
Well, they stink. Here's the problem, is they stink right now. And that's why people have an issue with him.
I agree with you. But
they're five games under fire. They're not going to make the playoffs.
No.
So he hasn't delivered for L.A. yet. But if they boo him because he passes Kobe Bryant, then you know what? Then don't go to the games, people. Because he's yours now. He's your problem. You know what I mean? And the guy, he's a great player. He's been a great player.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. They love Kobe.
I get that. But I'm not saying they got to, like, the game and give him a silver-plated ball.
So it's kind of interesting that, well, that's the thing. They're going to stop the game.
Okay, but it's a big deal. Occasion.
Right. But, like, what would we do? What if, now I don't want to say this, I don't want this to come true, so I won't put a name to it. What if we sign Player X? Oh my God, big deal. Now, Player X at the end of his career. Player X comes to Philadelphia and surpasses some mark of, I don't know, Iverson, Schmidt, Utley.
Well, you can't mess with Utley.
You know, I don't know. Like, any of these guys. What you know what I'm saying? Any of our sacred cows. How would we react?
I don't care.
And we were. I'm asking you a question.
No, no, I care. I don't care that they beat a guy's record. It doesn't matter.
All right.
I'm just happy if that player can still contribute. Did I have the player? Why would I boo him because he's had success elsewhere and now he's wearing my uniform and because he is a higher leading scorer than Allen Iverson was?
Right.
Career. Because he's not going to beat Iverson's record as a Sixer because they're not going to be here long enough or in their prime to do it. I think it's silly.
They're fans of, they're fans of Kobe. Like Kobe's their guy.
Okay, but it's no assault against Kobe. They're being short-sighted. It's L.A. It's L.A., Anthony, is what it is. It's these fake boobs out there, and it's all about where you're at and what you're seeing.
Fake boobs.
Yeah, they're plastic people. They have no substance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.